A man accused of shooting another man in Canton is in custody. 41-year-old Stephen Gales of Canton was arrested Wednesday after being named to the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive of the Week. The case stems from a July 19th incident at Skyline Terrace Apartments on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Police discovered 20-year-old Carlito Yerian of Canton covered in blood. He was taken to Altman Hospital. Gales is charged with felonious assault with a firearm specification. His arraignment is set for tomorrow in municipal court. Investigators are working to determine what caused an explosion that destroyed a Canton home early today. Firefighters were called around 4 to the 1600 block of Bonnet Place Northeast. One man suffered severe burns and was taken to Mercy Hospital before being transferred to the Akron Children's Hospital burn unit. A second person was located after an initial search and also taken to Akron Children's for treatment. Several neighboring homes were evacuated due to damage caused by the explosion. The investigation includes the fire department and state fire marshal. An Alliance police sergeant is free after posting bond following his arraignment today on a felony child endangering charge. 27-year-old Ethan Griffith of Canfield is accused of striking a 4-year-old boy while the child was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiance, at White House Fruit Farms in Canfield Sunday. Police say the boy suffered marks to his face. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 3rd. Griffith was sentenced this week to probation, a license suspension, and fines in a separate OVI case stemming from a June 14th crash in Austintown. A man has been indicted after police say he shot a woman outside a Canton apartment building. 46-year-old Damon Gomez allegedly shot a 39-year-old in the foot, bit her on the head, and struck her with a handgun. The incident happened late on June 9th in the 700 block of McKinley Avenue Northwest. The victim was treated at Mercy Hospital. Gomez is in the Stark County Jail on $75,000 bond. Charges include attempted murder, strangulation, and felonious assault. He will be arraigned tomorrow. Alliance High School will soon become home to a new school-based health center serving students, staff, and the community. Alliance Family Health Center and Alliance City Schools say the clinic is expected to open by next March. The facility will provide primary care, women's health, behavioral health, pharmacy, and care coordination services. Officials say the partnership will improve access to health care, reduce absenteeism, and help remove barriers to student success. The E. coli advisory for West Branch Lake in Portage County has been lifted. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources removed the warning Wednesday afternoon, a day after high bacteria levels prompted officials to advise against swimming. Tests had shown E. coli levels above the state's recreational water safety limit. A guilty plea for a Salem man in the September 2024 deaths of an elderly couple. 26-year-old Kaylin Jones reportedly fell asleep while driving on Georgetown Road, driving into oncoming traffic and striking a vehicle carrying Richard and Joanne Heiner, who died in the collision. Sentencing is set for next Wednesday. Jones entered guilty pleas Wednesday to 2 misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. A Lisbon man will be sentenced August 28th after pleading guilty in a March 2025 shooting. 23-year-old Hunter Congrove admitted Tuesday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court to felonious assault, a firearm specification, and tampering with evidence. A kidnapping charge will be dropped under the plea agreement. Authorities say he shot a man in the leg inside a Madison Township home before fleeing. The victim was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital. A man is dead after a shooting Wednesday afternoon on Youngstown's south side. Police say the 20-year-old was found with multiple gunshot wounds near Glenwood and West Indianola Avenues just after 3. Detectives believe the shooting was targeted. One person was detained for questioning, but investigators say that person is not a suspect. The investigation is continuing. The Highway Patrol says a high-speed chase through Mahoning County ended with a suspect being tased and arrested. The pursuit started in Beaver Township around 8:30 this morning after a woman reported her SUV had been stolen. The driver reached speeds of about 100 miles an hour before the vehicle lost a rear tire and bumper. The chase ended on Route 45 in Jackson Township, where the suspect was taken into custody. His name has not been released. A Warren woman has pleaded guilty to robbing 2 elderly victims. 26-year-old Nina Colbert entered guilty pleas Wednesday to 2 counts of robbery, burglary, and domestic violence in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say Colbert broke into an 88-year-old woman's Belvedere Avenue home in April and knocked her to the ground. Sentencing will take place after a background investigation. She also was convicted of the separate robbery of a 73-year-old family member. A quick response by firefighters kept an apartment blaze from spreading in Newton Falls Wednesday morning. Crews were called to Newton Village Apartments on Ridge Road just before 10 and had the fire under control within minutes, confining it to the kitchen of one unit. One firefighter suffered minor injuries and was taken to a hospital in stable condition. No residents were hurt. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. 15 people are facing federal drug charges following a year-long investigation into a methamphetamine trafficking ring operating in Northeast Ohio and Pennsylvania. Prosecutors say the organization obtained meth from Akron and shipments from the U.S.-Mexico border, then distributed it across the region. Investigators seized about 15 pounds of meth, a gun, and say the conspiracy involved more than 100 pounds of the drug. The case was investigated by the DEA, Akron Police, and the Highway Patrol. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.